The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome you to Porch Talk, the back porch of Munson's. It's in the latter hour of the evening. The kitchen's closing. There's no more pizzas to be made. There's only beers to be sold.
Which means there's beer to be drank.
It's the night before the open mic.
It is the night before the open mic. And I'd like to say that I talked to our good buddy, Mr. Sims, on the way over here earlier tonight.
Oh, did you?
Did. He said that one of his current employers has been really having him running ragged, which I kind of knew. Did kind of know. you kind of know about that. Speculated as much. But he does claim that he's going to try to make it out here tonight by like 9. Tomorrow. All right, brother. We'll see. But if not, he will be there Saturday night.
Well, one thing I do know is I invited JD. He played out here Friday night. And after he had wrapped up, I told him, because you know, he used to play the open mics here. And when he got his band together, they would do their band practice every Thursday, which made it to where he couldn't come anymore.
Yeah.
And so they have a lot of new material, and I was like, have you tried it out with a live audience yet? Why don't y'all
try it out?
Why don't you come out? Try it. Enough practice. See what it looks like.
It's still a good band practice.
I mean, right. Go up, do 4, 5, 6.
See where it is.
Test the waters. See how it goes. Yeah.
I'm hoping to pull off. Back out again.
Hoping to pull off a few, maybe one new one if I can learn it in time. And if not, I'm hoping to pull off at least one old one that I haven't done in a long, 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 long time that I don't believe that you've ever heard me do.
Yeah. That's what we're here for, dude.
I mean, right? There's a lot of stuff that I like to do. You know, Claire, she's got me down. Well, she doesn't directly have, but like pulling off what she did the last time got me looking into some wolf pack of my own.
That's the one thing about the open mic I'm so thankful for, dude, is like just the array of talent as far as like what they're into. You never really know what you're going to get.
You don't, but it's a good vibe.
I heard Josh in there. He was trying to describe somebody brand new. It's their first time here. And was telling about the open mic tomorrow. It's like, well, is it folk? Is it country? Yes, but it's more than that.
Right.
Well, I mean, like, what kind of an open mic are we talking? Well, it's kind of like whatever you want to bring to the table that night.
Well, I mean, there's a wide variety of artists to begin with, but even a lot of artists themselves that are fairly wide variety. Just being honest.
Yeah.
You know, my new friend Matthew, he came out for the open mic last time.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And, you know, he was actually just blown away by the overall environment that we had going on.
Many would say that we have it going on in that regard.
Right. Like, he was blown away not only just by the atmosphere, but also the variety of musicians and the cluster of good musicians that we have right here on the home front.
And Columbus has always had, like, a live music scene, and then it kind of
died. We touched base on that earlier on the last time I was on.
Yeah.
I mean, people just have to know it's here and have to have the time to come out and do it.
Well, they got to be able to afford it, too. And times do be a little bit hard.
I try to make everything that I do as free as possible.
I mean, right. I'm looking so forward to Porch Fest. I can't wait to come out.
That's a free one.
Right?
All you got to do is show up now. If you want to have a bite to eat or if you want to have something to drink, that's kinda your problem.
You, I mean, right.
But how many places do you have that where you just go?
Go and have like a full lineup of good live music. Here we're going to have some good comedians coming as well. Is that correct?
Out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that's right. We got Mike Rainey, Naeem Ali, Rob Cruz, and Drew Montana. Durag and the Deer Tag. The boys, the fellas. Forever. Porch Fest has been going for 5 years, and we've done comedy every year. We just would invite someone, a friend, that thought that they might be in the comedy.
Yeah.
And so, but like, this is the first time that these are professional comedians. Like, I don't have to direct it or, you know.
Like, just give them a mic.
But at the same time, like, I think there's a difference when you look at the crowd. Like, if you come to a show for a musician, like you come for a band, And in between the song, if something is said, whether it's funny or not, as long as it isn't egregious or if it doesn't mess with your sensibility, you'll probably laugh and move on, because like that's the experience that you came. You're not looking to be confrontational when you go to see music. When you go to see comedy, like I feel like there's a bit of aggression between the comedian and the crowd, because like I feel this way when I go to a comedy show is I'm not gonna laugh just to laugh. You have to make me laugh. You have to you are in charge of me having a good time, and I'm gonna make it as hard on you as possible.
There's definitely those in the crowd for sure,
you know.
But I mean, well, at the same time, is that not same to a certain extent for musicians?
It can be.
I mean, right. How many times have I played to an absolutely dead room? When you as a musician doing the same?
Yeah.
I mean, that gig paid, but damn, that was the hardest gig I ever played. Meanwhile, play the same exact set list 2 days later, completely different bar, everybody's having a good time.
Mm.
And it's not that the first wasn't necessarily having a good time. They just had a small crowd show up.
And brother, I tell you what,
it's hard to play to an empty room.
But an empty room is like, it's almost like the bedroom in that regard. And like whether it's, and this is one thing that I've been working real hard on lately, and I'm awful about not doing it, phoning it in, is whether you're playing for an audience of one or an audience of a full room or whatever that aspect is to give the same show.
Regardless. I mean, right. That's the battle, is you still have to give the same show, but there's no energy to feed back off of.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, you're going to be worn down and drained after the show's right. over.
Right.
That's also known, you just have to have that connection to what you're singing to. If you're just singing a song you don't have a connection to, you're not going to...
Why would you do that to yourself, though?
Because sometimes that's just a song you know how to play.
Fair enough.
You know, and saying that is, you know, me singing like my original versus me singing another song, I can sing both of them with feeling. But if I'm singing a song that, you know, maybe I've just learned, you know, I have a small connection, or I just like the song, if I'm not singing it because I have a meaning to it. I mean, it's just like young singers singing songs about love and they don't know nothing about it, but then you hear them sing it 10 years later, the way they sing it now is way different than the way they were singing it 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, totally. I think like maybe the best example of that is maybe Bob Dylan. Like, over the past couple of shows that he's been around the South, and I've had friends of mine go, whether it was them or someone around them would walk out of the show just simply because it wasn't the way that they knew it. And, like, I mean, how long has Bob been a folk singer-songwriter? And, like, his... He became popular for being anti-war, and like, you know, he's always kind of driven that folk sings songwriter path to where you might hear him on the radio, but it's going to be Jimi Hendrix playing one of his songs. And so like, you didn't really come to the show with the right kind of anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand, like, walking out on something if you're not enjoying it at all, but, like, if I was going to a Bob Dylan show, I think I would know what I was getting myself into.
And I think that's with blues, too. I mean, you think of B.B. King singing his songs that he sang at the very beginning. He didn't sing them the same way when he, you know, later on. Yes, he lived through that, but he also grew through that. We all grow through things. We feel things, you know... You go through heartbreak and you sing a song about heartbreak, and then you're in love. You don't sing that song about heartbreak the same way you did when you were going through that heartbreak.
Yeah, it's
you
different.
Know?
It's almost like you could almost totally walk away from it. It's not even a part of the set anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel it anymore.
And you can tell. You can tell. I mean, that's why, you know, you have a lot of singers like, what song do you hate singing now?
I'll
and then
what,
they
like,
tell you one, and then you're just like, wow, that's my favorite song by you. And then you're just like... They've grown. they've changed. They're, you know, something has changed their mindset.
My favorite song right now in pop music is probably still Flowers, Miley Cyrus. Had all the ingredients for it. Had that... there's a certain way that you can phrase a song when it comes to the music to make it poppy, to make it to where it's going to be well received by the ear. That was done on that song, but also totally relatable thing.
I think she also laid that song out that you can sing it in different ways too, so a different person could sing it in a different way, and it still mean the same thing, but the feeling would be different in it.
Well, again, I'm a firm believer of if you're going to cover something, you got to throw your own soul into it.
Just in there, huh?
I mean, you got to throw some of you in it.
But when a song like is like almost like written to do that, it's a lot different. And I think she kind of did that with just the way it's laid out. Like if you start singing it, people are going to know it, but if you sing it in a different way. I mean, think about all the covers people do now. You know, you hear Tennessee Whiskey, most people play it the same way.
Yeah, that's interesting too, because like Tennessee Whiskey in and of itself, I think the history of the song, I think there's a reason why it jives with as many people as it does. It has a history in and of itself.
Think Tom Petty, you know.
No,
Last Dance with Mary Jane, you know, people are gonna, you don't really hear it played different ways. You might hear in different styles, different instruments.
Yeah, you're laying out something very well. That Tennessee Whiskey was an original I don't want to say like a gospel. That's not the right term, but it's to that effect. It was, I think, a better way of saying it would be field song, to where it was just something that was sung. Well, like when you hear a mockingbird, and I find it ironic. Like, let me finish this thought. Yeah. That the state bird of the state is a mockingbird, and like whenever you step out, like every now and then, you can pick up something from that little bastard.
Mm-hmm.
But that song was drawn out of the Delta, but it was also, like, I think originally a field song. And it's crazy to hear the development. It was picked up in jazz, it was picked up in blues, it was picked up in now what you hear is country / blues.
Right. And, you know, touching base on a little bit of that church vibe thing, you know, it hits a lot of those same rudimental chords and harmonies that those hit on, which is why it kind of gives that kind of feel with the blues vibe. It's obviously heavily blues influenced. But it's definitely got a lot of that same feel.
What do you make of Slingshots right now?
Well, I've been shooting a lot of Slingshots lately. Getting prepared to go to a tournament coming up.
That real?
Yep, that's real. Turned out to be a much bigger tournament than I was originally anticipating, but I'm more excited nonetheless. But been shooting some. Haven't been shooting as much as I'd like to, but hope I go out there and don't make a fool of myself and some in front of some straight up world class dudes.
Yeah, that was one thing that I thought was pretty wild about it is it kind of reminded me of Porch Fest. Although it may have been thrown at my house in the beginning, like, if you look at the beginning lineups, it's like, and now today, it's like, that wasn't no slouch.
Right.
that was somebody, like, a big part of the community with that.
Well, you know, and that's, you know, that's one of the crazy things about the slingshot community as a whole that I found, and I'm really looking forward to going out there coming up, you know, the first weekend in April, go out and meet these guys, because thus far everybody I've met within, whether it be online or in person, has just pretty much had the same mindset of just good, laid back, wholesome people that just enjoy going out and shooting targets with a piece of rubber and a pouch.
Same mindset, same mind, same hobbies, same. I mean, I don't know how you can have an issue. I remember like going out to Tannehill Hill when like when we would shoot like longbow.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
And like, there was no like divisive spirit. I mean, like, how could you? Everybody was there for the same
right
reason. Checks out for me.
But I'm pretty. There's going to be a good handful of folks showing up that I'm really excited about potentially meeting. You know, Bone Waller is going to be coming out, I believe, and his wife, both of which are freaks of nature behind a slingshot.
And the fact that you might smoke them.
I don't think I'll smoke them, but I hope to at least hold my own. I've made some impressive shots, but I mean, we're talking about guys that constantly eat, sleep, and breathe slingshots. Which I mean,
when
it's
I was
not gonna lie,
when I was when I was serious about getting ranked in the state ping pong. I think it's another one of those niche things.
Right.
To where, like, when you show up, just because, like, you may have been beating the eyes out of everybody around you, like, when you actually show up to like-minded people who are in the same craft, you might be surprised that they haven't put in the same work that you have.
I mean, you're not incredibly wrong there, sir. But, you know, the way that I look at the whole slingshot hobby is, especially as, like, an adult now, is what is more fun as a dude to hang out with some of your best buds, throw back some cold ones, and then as soon as you make an empty, shoot it to pieces.
Dennis the Menace.
Straight up Dennis the Menace style. To me, that sounds like a grand old fun time. Plan on having a small range set up on Saturday.
So, Saturday, like, disc golf, live music.
Susie Sticks. Susie. Potential for Susie Sticks.
Slingshots.
Slingshots.
Food.
Food, hamburgers. You never hear this show. Hot dogs.
I don't think you got enough going on.
You don't think we have enough going on? I think there'll be a fire in that mix, too.
Gotta clean up the yard.
Huh?
Gotta clean up the yard.
Going on.
Man, I think that's all that really needs to be going on. That sounds like a good time. Just submitted to my new reality. Big group of good folk.
The reality.
Good food. Fun activities. Good conversation.
Like-minded people.
Almost like the open mic.
I mean, essentially the open mic, but my backyard. We'll have some good enjoyers of music that are not necessarily musicians, and we'll have some musicians that like to play.
Pretty good mix.
Or people like me that just like to sneak off and play by themselves.
We were looking. I had Matt come over. He helped me with some yard work in the backyard. And we got this little shed / garage where the cop car goes, and it's exposed to the backyard, and then there's a concrete slab to the side of it. He was like, what if you got somebody to come in and paint a mural for you, and then just to troll people, you take one pallet and make it a stage, maybe two pallets. and then set it up in front of that mural against that brick wall. Got this natural brick along the line where the sound won't be lost on the right side. And the neighbors' yards are set up to where they could invite their friends over and have it cooking right there with them too. And just like once a month or whatever that looks like, be like, we have a cool little outside show right in the middle of Starkville.
You know, me, mainly, Dustin, our good buddy, Dustin Gibson, used to do that right here downtown.
Yeah.
On second.
Built a pallet stage, built a pallet
I bar. Helped him, along with a couple others, helped him build a pallet stage, and it held folks, and we've had the Memphis Kings.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Several other, you know, local, good, talented bands come out there and like
light it up.
Light it up till the police show up.
that's what I'm thinking that'll happen with my shit. And that's totally fine.
I mean, it shouldn't. You're in an establishment.
He's talking about in his backyard.
Oh, in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do run a LLC. It is a business.
Ah.
Maybe I could get away with it in that regard. Like, look, popping collars out here. We're actually a thing.
I thought this was America.
At least your roommate could tell you if it, yeah or no.
Yeah, I got a little advantage on that, no doubt.
It does a little.
Get a little heads up.
Oh, yeah, dude, wouldn't that be nice? March is here, all the rain is here, and like over a period of 3 days, like my yard just decided to grow.
That's happened too. But mine holds water a good bit too, especially around the back patio. So I have to cut it with a push mower, even though I've got, you know, this nice $6,000 worth of zero turn. What do you make of that, huh?
That will hunt. Got a can holder here with some
paracord.
Welding rod.
Welding rod.
That will hold the can until you rip it in half. It'll also hold a bottle if you want.
Getting real big heavy about our gang that we're starting up. We're a slingshot gang, and there is a rival gang here that does Ninja Stars.
Maybe nunchucks.
Possible nunchucks. They actually hit them from me, and I'm not real happy about that. I'm gonna rage against the machine.
Yeah.
until we get some answers on that. But that's all I have with modern warfare. Not being so modern.
I mean, right. I mean, we're working class citizens, so we're broke.
Yes.
So we're left to like ninja stars and slingshots.
Yeah. But you have to have skills.
But you gotta have skills. Like,
to be accurate, I mean, you could just throw things and shoot things and wish for the best.
You're right. I feel like the rival gang's just not accurate enough.
How would you describe it in your words?
I don't think there's much to describe.
I don't either. I think it's non-existent. I think it's a bit of a stretch. I was just trying to put a little hype on the machine just to get like some more collaboration from the local community about what we're trying to start.
It seems like they're more into slingshots, though.
I do think that, like, you know,
I had a gang when I moved down to downtown Columbus. We called ourselves the Downtown Destroyers.
Downtown Destroyers?
I didn't throw rocks from tops of buildings, did you?
Wow. It's incredible that you would know that we actually had somebody on top of the roof across from the Princess.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In a Batman suit.
Well, I just remember
purveying the surrounding while we were out on the patio.
When I worked at the Elbow Room, we were all standing outside and someone was throwing rocks from above the trotters.
We weren't rock throwers. We weren't rock throwers.
Yeah, you climbed up there to see if you could find somebody.
Yeah. I was going to whoop some ass that night. I was in a mood.
We've all been there.
I mean, right?
I mean, let's think about the times, you know. The Columbus Art Council, you know. I know it has a correct name, but, you know, people calling it the Rose and Swag.
What about the Elbow? What's up with the Elbow?
Man, I miss the Elbow. I wish that if Zachary's had to take it over, they would have kept it open as like a side little dive bar that it was. Because I'll be honest, some of the best nights I've ever had were right there.
I mean, you went back and forth. You went from Zachary to the Elbow Room. And
I mean, yeah, I could leave a tab open at the Elbow Room and be like, hey, let me go up. I want to go up the hill real quick, take a few shots. I'll be right back down, pay for the shots in cash, and then roll back, mosey down the hill, finish up a few beers, shoot a game of pool.
Especially now with the green cup.
I mean, right?
So much better. I remember how many glasses I would wash at the end of the night at the Elbow Room and be like, these aren't ours.
I don't know, man. Like, the Elbow Room was just a... It was a really cool spot.
I mean, you guys lived through three generations of it. I only lived through two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the one before Rob, you know, was kind of... It was a very interesting time.
It was a very interesting time.
You know, but they supported live music too. You know, there was, you know, you had your
hell
bands in.
When Creedence was, you know, laying down next to the bar stool with his bandana while me and Ethan played a gig. Like, that was during that time frame. There's just...
Who was Creedence, though, for those listening?
Oh, so Creedence Clearwater is my 13-year-old Black Mouth Cur lab mix.
He had to be like one or two during this time period.
He had to be like probably 1 or 2 years old around this time period. Creedence has been with me through many years, obviously. He's done a lot of things, everything from riding motorcycles to go kayaking and camping. He's one hell of a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Trust him more than I trust most folks.
There you go.
He would sleep underneath the pool table at the upper room. People would go in there and play pool. And as soon as they would rack that money in,
he'd be dead asleep. And it would be the funniest thing because Creedence is super friendly. He's very protective of my household. But, like, as far as, like, going out and about on the town or going out, like, don't break into my car if he's in there. But, like, going about in the town, hanging out with the bar, he just wants pets and loves and all that good stuff. But oftentimes he would go and lay down up underneath the pool table because obviously, like, nobody's walking there. He was out of everybody's way and he was covered up. Somebody would come in and start a game of pool after we'd come in, you know, right around happy hour, 5-6 o'clock after we got off work. And around 7 o'clock, Creedence is sleeping up underneath the pool table. The group come in and start racking it, and he'd hear all them balls drop at the same time, and he'd go to barking, and I ain't never seen people climb up a pool table so fast. But he'd come out, and everybody calmed down. He ain't bucking up.
just startled old man.
He wouldn't even come out from under the pool table. He would just bark. It was great. I mean, but that was back in the day, you know. Rob had to cover up because he couldn't find someone to cover up that billboard. If you were ever in there back in the olden days where they had the like original Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, a billboard that was on the wall. Which, of course, none of that's there now.
Let's go.
Yeah, but they kept the light fixture, though. Yeah, I saw them post a picture today about, you know, private events and stuff again. Just sucks that's what it's been deemed to, is private events. You know, we had a discussion one day, you know, it's one of those things. I wish they would have kept the name, regardless of, you know, things, because, you know, it's on the Mississippi Blues Trail. You know, we had a lot of blues artists that came to Columbus, man. And
right.
played at the Elbow Room. And for it to not even be, it's just a marquee inside of the building instead of outside anymore. It's just kind of sad.
It hurts. Yeah.
You know, at least when it was closed, people could walk by and still say, okay, that's the Elbow Room.
I miss it. I really do. You know, I spent a lot of nights there. You know, I know that a lot of people have mixed feelings about it due to some of the history that happened there.
Yeah.
But,
sure.
But there was also good history that happened there,
well,
too.
Well, it's just one of those things that, like, you know, I was there a lot. I've probably... can only recall, like, two real, like, people going at it somewhat, fights or whatnot that broke out there in the time frame that I've been going there. We're talking over a span of many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it never was anything that got out of hand. Well, I'll take that back. Three, Wes. Guy sold his tire. He got what he deserved.
But that was outside the sack.
But true. But, I mean, it's still right there in the same strip.
Yeah.
It counts. Nothing like what's going down at the Princess locally.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
What more could you ask?
But, I mean, at least we still have those places, you know, regardless of what people's feelings are about them. You know, you have these downtown establishments that have been here, you know, months and added to that now. But now you're just missing the Elbow Room. You know, if we didn't have so much, you know, some big names trying to compete and throw other people out, I think you would have more of a downtown scene than we do.
I will agree with Crystal. I believe that if a lot of the downtown crew, as we'll call them, is the business owners of the establishments that we have to go out as far as the nightlife here in town, did more of a collaboration work together, we could have a lot more of an awesome downtown nightlife to where everything was kind of in a rotation.
Wouldn't that be something?
I mean, right? I mean, you know, we've already got, like, the whole Green Cup District and all that good stuff.
It's almost like it's setting itself up for it.
I mean, right?
I mean, I feel like if you're going to have a Green Cup, you need more than three establishments that you can go to.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. The location that we're at is going to shut down here in, like, 27 minutes.
And now you only have one late night place now.
Now you only have one late night place now.
I mean, unless you want to go to the island.
I mean, right,
I don't.
I've never enjoyed my time out there.
Doesn't mean people have a great time.
So,
out
like,
there,
who's really competing? Like, is Zachary's really competing with Munson's? Is Munson's really competing with Zachary's? In my eyes, no. They serve two completely different types of food.
Yeah,
of
might
food.
As well embrace.
I mean,
the difference.
Might as well embrace the businesses that you have locally around you. Work together and trying to provide.
I thought
entertainment and atmosphere.
I've been seeing like my porch fest flyers fly over the internet and like seeing a lot of different people describe it, and I thought I saw the best description of it today.
Yeah.
Was someone described it as a indie music festival. It's like it's something that you should definitely go to. I would recommend both days. I would recommend being a part of every act.
Well, you know,
and taking it all in. But, like, at the same time, like, this is poor course, a indie music festival with comedy.
I mean,
and it is just like any other one across the country. What makes it special? I have the ingredient. It's us.
Yeah.
It's the people.
Ain't nothing like that Southern hospitality, is
it? It's us.
And you know, I'm really looking forward to it, Alan, because I mean we've only been hanging out and getting close to one another for how long now?
27 years.
No, we've only been hanging out for not quite coming up on a year.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, because I feel like I've known you for much longer.
Oh, best friends from site.
I mean, right? good people. But due to that, you know, this will be my first Porch Fest. My very first. And I'm pretty excited about coming out and hanging out.
It's, in my opinion, it's the best event.
I mean, aside from the backyard.
It's the best.
It's the best event.
It's
yeah,
the,
I
it's,
it, I
it's
it.
The best event. Period. Like,
I mean, you can bring people back. You can, you know, these other artists can bring other artists or let other artists know about.
It's not only that. Like, there's going to be like people flying in from Colorado, from the Carolinas, from Tennessee,
what part of Colorado,
Boulder. California, there's going to be Washington, Oregon, like, and that's we're going to have a melting pot of people from all over the place, and we're all going to have one thing in common, the music, and like, the idea of what this festival is built on.
I'm excited.
Community,
It sounds like an awesome time.
It's, well, you know, almost like, not a full arts festival, but it could be. You know, you have people that are going to come show their talents in different
ways. It is, so.
You know, you see
the street shut down, and there's going to be artisans all up and down the street.
You know, and there we go.
It is an art festival.
You know, you look at local arts festivals and the things, you know, I'll use, you know, Start, for example. If they have too many of, like, one type of artist, they'll start turning people away.
I do that.
You know, and, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to,
You have to.
You know, and it's...
Not that you don't want them, it's just those slots have been filled.
Because if everyone's doing tie-dye, then the only thing you have is like a tie-dye party.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you gotta have those, you know, you have screen prints, you have acrylics, you have, you know, different type of artists just all together that, sure. You know, put together things, you know, woodwork, metalwork. You can't have just, you know, one type. But you also want to have people that come in and it's not something that you can... go to your local, you know, coffee shop and buy. You want to see something a little bit different. You know, you still want to support those local artists, but you want to see the ones that, you know, haven't put their names, like, in different stores and stuff like that, you know. You know, pop shops are very popular now. You know, I wish Columbus would do a little bit more, you know, pop shops for local artists and stuff like that.
We should.
Especially with all these abandoned downtown buildings. You know, that, you know, either owned by, you know, local places, they could open it up and be like, hey,
I mean,
you can make money off
Crystal
of it.
Crystal's just like me right now. Like, I'm looking to open a venue, whether I'm buying an old coffee shop or I'm buying an old bar. Like, I want a frontage. Like, I'm at that point. But, you know, like, I'm already looking at property in, like, West Virginia. In Tennessee, and like,
don't leave you home.
Not leaving, but like buying that, and like teaching the operation status, and like letting that be there.
You know,
while I hold it down here.
You know, it's like local, but like,
an extension.
Know.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
You know, like old theaters. You know, Starkville and Columbus both have old theaters that are establishments. I don't know if the State Theater is still doing anything. What they used to do back in my day.
They're trying to.
Bringing that back, you know. But you have, you know, just downtown, you have a local old movie theater that was bought by a church. And they've been doing renovations. I don't even know if the church still owns it. But as long as I've been in Columbus, it's been closed doors. But that, you know, that could be a venue. I mean,
but like what we said about this community is like, I can't rectify taking out a loan and buying a place and making a venue for a community that doesn't
want to support.
Doesn't support.
Except in
so I have to go
one or two locations.
So I have to go somewhere else to start it and then come here. It has to be retroactive.
You know, when I first came to Columbus, you know, everyone talked about good game about Market Street. But if I was going to choose between Market Street and Cotton District Art Festival, which one do you think I would choose?
Right now, it'd be the Cotton
Starble.
Yeah, but they support local students. They support a variety of different things that I just don't see.
You have to.
They also have more than what we have. They have backstage that has stages that can build stages for people. We used to have DC Music downtown. Now we have like Jerry's Music down 45, and it's like when you think of like community and like your different stores, like that's not it.
Well, I mean, their SAC organization does a lot more in the community.
Sure.
And they're always working in the community. It's not just what can I do in my building. It's what can I do downtown. What can I do, you know? But not that the Columbus doesn't. You know, they do their art walk and stuff like that. But Starfield does a few more things in their downtown than Image.
I'll
totally agree with that. But you also have to understand that Market Street used to be a completely different Market Street. I've seen bands like Mo play at Market Street.
Blind Melon.
Right. You know, some really...
It used to not rain every year.
Right.
It used to be a thing. I remember those years. It was like the early 2000s, early 90s, late 90s.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie, you know, Big Sam's Funky Nation, when they brought them in, was pretty good. It was a pretty decent vibe.
And just the fact that you had parents that would take you to something like that.
Man. Well.
What does that say? Even if you didn't really recognize what was happening, it was like, whether you like it or not, you're going to experience a little Blind Melon.
Well,
They won't be anything else like it.
I got to go to Skinner 38 Special.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, but I think Columbus also lost a lot of their art programs. You know, well, Starkville has, you know, their community theater is constantly doing things.
They have better grant writers than we do.
Their, you know, Starkville Academy, you know.
You hear me? They have,
it's true.
We're getting it back now. Like, we have people in our age group, millennials, who are beginning to take these positions, who are taking this shit over, who are going to get this.
You know, I guess, you know, that was one thing. You know, I remember, you know, when I was going into fifth grade, sixth grade, and they were talking about, you know, everyone was talking about getting rid of their art programs and stuff like that. You know, Starfield was a big advocate of saving their art programs.
They are.
You know, and they still are.
They are.
You know, I think about, you know, all the competitions I went to in high school. I didn't see Columbus High School come in to any choir showcase or theater competition. You know, I mean, I was choir theater. That's what I did. You know, we went to all these different competitions, and I got to meet a lot of great people, still people I'm great friends with. Got to see, you know, people that stayed in theater or choir and growing, people that are on Broadway, people, you know, that are overseas doing, you know, choir stuff. You know, it's amazing to see, you know, and me and, you know, coming to Columbus and seeing, when I first came to Columbus, you know, there was a great live music culture. You know, I would go to the Princess, and just before they put the gate on the outside, you know, they had the back theater open, and someone would just be playing in the middle. And that was the first time I saw Hayden play.
Yeah, man.
Talking about a soul I miss. Hayden Allen.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's just... I know. You have seen nobody people else like that.
No.
You
no.
know, I was the only one in my friend group that kind of listened to the Decemberists, and I walk in, he's playing a song, and I'm just like, okay, I found my people, you know, and... You would go to Zachary's open mic night, you know, and this time Elburn wasn't open, and you could go back and forth. I mean, I started coming to Columbus because Stephen would come to open mic night.
Yeah, well, you know, back that's again, you know, I grew up where the place for open mic was Zachary's.
Wednesday night, every Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday night, Zachary's had an open mic night, and that was like high school, on through college. That was the place for the open mic night.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny about that time frame is like I started going to the open mic night as a kid.
And then the whole no smoking ban happened
and like even though I was 8, nope, you had to be 21.
21, that's right.
Even though I was 18 and could go buy cigarettes, I could not go into a bar that allowed smoking. So I could no longer go into the bar that I grew up playing in. And you know, at this time I'd play pretty much anything from some bass and singing and trumpet a lot of times. And then finally after coming out of college I could go back and play at my and play guitar a little bit and sing. But it's funny how like that's not even available at Zachary's anymore.
Not even a thing.
Now right here where we're sitting is tomorrow evening is going to be filled with the mic of open.
You know, and Wednesdays was always like a decent night to do it, you know, because that's why the Elbow Room peaked Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that you know, when the Elbow Room wasn't open, you had the Princess doing it on Thursday nights.
That was, and that's, you know, another thing. It's like, I get upset about that. It's like other communities or other places, like, when they do it on a Thursday, it's like, Thursday is not, like, we picked Thursday because nothing else was happening then.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have church. You can get the people that, you know, aren't going to church on, you know, Wednesday.
It's like, we're
going to
do our open mic on Thursday, too. And I was like, you're fighting me.
Right.
Well, and like, you know, I think that every Thursday is a little much. However, not everybody's the same way as me.
That's fair. But like what and, we were saying about the scene, it burns out and it burns out quick.
Right. And at the same time, you know, not everybody's gonna like the vibe that's here. I'll just be honest.
I know
that. I love
that, it. That's a fact.
But that's a fact. It's not for everybody. It's not gonna hurt since the open mic here at Munson's alternates every other week. For another place to do the same on the alternate.
I think that creates burnout.
I mean, it might, but not necessarily if it's two different crowds.
Yeah, but you want the same musicians.
Some.
Yeah, but you know, when they get big, you know, you have to, time limits change and you want to try to get these ones that have come out to come
fair.
Play, you know. You know, I mean, you had to. I came in after I worked the other, you know, weekend. Yeah, I played one song. Yeah, it was real late.
I think that you would find, due to the difference in crowd as a whole, there'd be a difference in musicians show up as well. Not saying that there wouldn't be a mixture.
We'll have to run it to see.
Only way to, one way to find out.
Yep.
You got Molly?
Do I need Molly?
No,
I got Molly.
You got Molly?
I got Molly.
Okay. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Y'all hit it out.
Mama got her chickens.
Mama loves her chickens. Don't matter if I still work here or not. I got my chickens.
All right. I got Molly.
Okay. She had a.
So you're coming to our house Saturday?
That's what. Yeah.
Do I need to?
I will be taking
her. Do I need to get in there?
Shut up!
Yeah!
What's that, baby?
I need to get in there?
No. He's outside now.
Okay.
But she had a barred creeper for a minute.
Well, I'll take care of that.
I know. I know. Oh,
hey.
But you didn't know what you didn't know. Yeah, baby.
All right.
Okay, she good now. She good now. But it is 10 to 10.
Fair. It's been another episode of Porch Talk. Last words, last words.
Last words?
Yeah.
Come out tomorrow night and also come out to Porch Fest.
You know, always keep the music playing. That's what I got to say.
Take me to the junkyard.
Throw me in the pile with others.
I have broken down beyond repair.
Beyond repair.
Beyond repair.
System overload. There's a bug inside the code of my biological software.
I'm beyond repair. I'm comprised mostly of wear and tear. Beyond repair, why don't you let me go? Don't be a square. I lie awake in bed. I feel like I'm just a dead weight. So let's untie that knot and sell me false crap at a salvage lot.
Take me to the job.
See?
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.